Hey folks, Dan Ferry here with your market update for August 8th, 2024. So what we saw yesterday is mortgage rates inched up a little bit more yesterday. So what's in the cards today? Well, the only news out this morning is unemployment claims. So let's take a look at that, see how those directions are going to take us this morning, because we had markets selling off at the beginning of the week and then they started recovering. So what's in the cards for today? That's what we're going to talk about. And then also, if you're buying that first house or maybe buying that second house, it got a little more expensive for you and it might be in the thousands of dollars. If you're wondering how and why, I'm going to show you that at the end of this video. So let's get over to the news that we have so far today. If you just rewind back 2-3 days ago, the market was down 1,100. Yesterday we rallied. Today we're rallying. What's going on? So right through here, you see the headlines. S&P 500 rises 1% after new labor market soothes recession fears. So we had last week as the Federal Reserve came in, said we're not going to do anything. The jobs market's kind of okay. The GDP's coming in on point. And then on Friday, we had a jobs report come in and everybody's like, oh, this is the beginning of something bad. And then on Monday, we had the markets completely reverse and crash. What happened? Well, if you watch my videos, Monday had nothing to do with the U.S. economy. It had to do with the unwinding of a carry trade. If you don't really know or understand that, just check out a YouTube video or something like that to explain that to you. But let's go over to what the unemployment claims are or what the labor market data is out this morning. We're going to take it over to Rick Santelli at CNBC, but here's the numbers. They were released just a little bit ago. Initial jobless claims, previous reading was 250,000. They thought it was going to ease a little bit to 241. It came in at 233. So now everybody's saying, oh, the markets and everything are good now. So what is it? One day we're here, one day we're there. So let's go to Rick Santelli, see if he can put some of this together for us to make it make sense. So Rick, take it away, buddy, and give us the numbers.
Rick Santelli standing by at the CME. Rick, the numbers, please.
Yes, jobless claims for the week of August 3rd. These are initial claims, 233,000, less than a...
Watch how the yields and the markets react as he comes out with this number. So this recording is when the data came in live. And it's showing you the market's reaction through here with the markets, the equity markets. And then right down through here, it's telling you or giving you a signal what's going on with interest rates. So we have the 10-year treasury at 3.99. They're going to talk about it, you know, spiking, or not spiking, but going to 4. 4 is one big pivotal point for this. So it's that ceiling and floor that we wanted either trade above it or below it. Where's it going to go from here? So you can see all the data right here on one screen. So Rick, take it away again, buddy.
Expected. Definitely less than 249 in the rearview mirror, and 233,000. Well, that would be the lightest going all the way back to the last week in May. Now revisions may. The first week in July, 223,000. I missed one. Continuing claims, pretty much spot on. Not only with the rearview mirror, but the windshield. 1,875,000 is exactly what economists and analysts expected, and 1,877,000 is in the rearview mirror. Just now, revisions coming in. So last week's initial move up by 1,000 to 250, meaning we're down 17, and 1,869,000 we see on the revision from 1,877,000. So sequentially, we're higher on the continuing claims. This now becomes the ninth consecutive month over 1.8 million. We could see that is what many are looking at, because interest rates, of course, had been very volatile during this 8:30 period every Thursday. We do see that they are moving up, and most likely moving up is the 233,000. Initial claims being well-behaved, well, potentially that makes the labor market healthy, and that has a whole raft of issues that go in the opposite direction of what we saw last week on the jobs report. Interest rates? Well, interest rates today are definitely a bit higher than we expected them to be when we came in earlier. And really, I guess the situation is 4% against the high 360s in the 2-year on their intraday lows earlier in the week. We were also in the 360s and 10s that are now at 397. So we may be well below that kind of 5% nervous area in a 10-year, but the notion of how much time we're going to spend under 4% at a time where the economy is slowing, we just don't know how long that slowing glide path is, and potentially a Fed that wants to ease, looking for any excuse to ease, All these conditions are making many investors think that we should spend a lot of time under the 4% level, which is the reason I think when it reversed course, there was such a quick bounce in rates, caught many off guard to some extent. The notion of the fixed income and treasury markets being the perfect hedge against equities, long held as a very powerful axiom. It's not as powerful these days with debt and deficits, but during the heat of Monday's volatility, we definitely did see that dynamic in place. But maybe what's more important is how they ran from safety so quickly just a couple of sessions afterwards. Back to you, Joe.
I point like this because these are things we're going to talk about when he's done. He was saying flee to safety. That was a key word kind of years ago, but it doesn't match or it's not adding up in today's market. And that's kind of what he insinuated. But I want to run this just a little bit further for you because it's interesting some of the things that they say.
Joe,
almost back to 4% on the 10-year. I wonder if this is, in terms of equities, I wonder if this is really the... you know, like a panacea. I wonder if we accelerate to the close today on a Thursday. I don't know. This isn't a big enough data point to allay all the fears, I don't think. Is it, right?
No, I don't think so either. I think when it comes to equities, there's a raft of issues that they're going to have to contend with. On the interest rate side, you know, we almost forget how distorted much of the interest rate complex is. And I think it became clear again with all the discussions about the twos to tens, which right now is hovering just 5 basis points away from going positive. We had one intraday of a positive trade, but we haven't closed positive since July of 22. Why? Well, because the signals are distorted. And I think that's why the Fed has such a big problem deciding when they should cut rates, because they distorted their own backyard.
He nailed everything. So some of the things I want you to take away from this is what he was saying is the first thing is continued claims. It's for the ninth time it was over 1.8 million. But he said the numbers that represent today are signal a healthy, and I wrote it down, a healthy labor market. So this number signaling a healthy labor market, is that true or not? I don't know. We're going to go with that number. Then you look at the GDP. GDP was up over 2.5% last reading. That shows our economy expanding. So the labor market's okay. The manufacturing industry's okay. The service sector is struggling right now because prices on everything is way up. But this is painting not a crash and doom scenario. Okay, so that's the one thing. And then the last piece of the puzzle is he mentioned flee to safety. So here's what happened in the past. And you could count on this to be the cycle. If it was a really bad day in equities, like the stock market, it would be a very good day in the bond market. Okay, so what people would do is when they said they would flee to safety. Now, this happened like 9/11. It happened at the wars that we got into the past. What happened was people were like, okay, there's huge uncertainty is in the market right now. We're going to get out of equities because they are risky. And we're going to just flee to safety. Safety at that time was going into bonds because, you know, especially government bonds, because there's no chance of default. You get, you know, specific rates on those. But the rates were so low. The Federal Reserve created rates basically at 0%. So if you were buying treasuries and things like that at that time, your yields were virtually, you know, nothing. So people are like, okay, we can't move our money to bonds even when we flee to safety. So where do we put this stuff? Okay, well, now with yields up to 4 and 5%, they can move their monies into money markets, equity, things like, not equities, but money markets and secure investments. But that doesn't happen anymore because the yields on things aren't there. And people are just like, I'd rather just stay in with the equity markets. So that's when people would flee to safety. I always knew it's like, okay, if there was really bad worldwide events taking place, like the Russia, Ukraine issue, the Gaza and things like that, people would dump equities and get into bonds. They don't do that anymore. So when he says, you know, nobody really flees to safety anymore, even when we had that crash on Monday, people aren't fleeing to safety, meaning going into the bond market. So that basically puts all the information that he gave in a nutshell. So you're seeing on the market, the markets, how the MBSs are moving right now. It's down 12. What this is going to do, it's going to push up rates a little bit. So let's get over to the rate sheets. These are rates published by Mortgage News Daily on a daily basis. Do a fantastic job at this. What they do is they survey lenders all over the country. And they said, you know, if you had a buyer buying their first house and it was a single family home and they had a 780 credit score, and they're putting down 25%, that's what the rates are going to be, okay? So if that's not, you know, your scenario, I'll give you my information in just a little bit, how you can reach out to me to help, you know, help you navigate this storm. But when I start talking about things are going to get more expensive for you if you're looking to buy that house, what am I talking about? Well, if you're in the market to buy your first house, you're going to hear about the NAR settlement. So what the NAR settlement is saying is, it used to be this. If you're going to look for that first house or you're going to look to buy a house, you get a realtor. And I'd always suggest people get a realtor. It's free. You don't have to pay anything for it. Well, those days are over because there was a settlement just recently. It's taking effect on August 17th. What's going to happen is you as the buyer, you're actually going to have to sign your own agreement with a realtor and you're going to have to pay them. Okay. In the past, what would happen is the buyer would get hit with all the fees and then the realtor, the selling realtor, would split it with the buying realtor and they'd all be happy. Well, that's no longer available. So right now you have to sign your own agreement with your own realtor. Okay. So you need to know what realtor you're getting associated with. You can't just go online anymore and just find anybody, pick anybody and go with it. So we're going to have a live event this afternoon. I got several realtors on the horn and they'll be live with us where you guys can ask your questions to them. They're going to explain to you how all this is going to work. But the one thing I want you guys to understand is right through here, what the agreement's going to say, it's a specific and conspicuous disclosure of the amount or rate of compensation the real estate agent will receive. What you guys need to understand, there is no set limit. There's no set fee percentage. Like if the realtor says, oh, you know, we charge the customary fee of 3%. Well, I hope you know that a compensation statement, the broker's fees and commissions are fully negotiable. And that's on the buying agent. And if you go down through here, a lot of people didn't know that as well. It's also on the selling side of the equation. So please be aware of all these changes that are taking effect, especially if you're looking to buy that first house and didn't realize what all this settlements meant. You go over through here. I just got an alert on this. This is also telling us what buyer's agents are being paid in these markets. So that's what we're going to ask today. We have realtors from Arizona to Florida to answer those questions for you. And then if you want to go to New Housing Wire, fantastic site as well. They're going to give you data like this. Home prices jump in more than half of the opportunity zones, and the data goes on and on and on. If you want to learn a lot more about real estate and you're like, okay, Dan, this might be the time for me to buy because rates are down, my home prices in my area stagnated a little bit, they're maybe ticking up just a little bit, can I buy in this market? So if you're contemplating that, or maybe you're looking to refinance, maybe you're even looking into a reverse mortgage to help you get through the bills with inflation the way it is today, how can you get some help? Well, I work at ServBank right through there. And why is that important? Well, ServBank is one of the top 10 mortgage servicers in the whole country. So we're a very big company. What a lot of people don't realize too is we're also a very large mortgage brokerage company. So what this means for you guys is if you're trying to shop around for a mortgage, what are you going to do? You're going to call 4, 5, 6, 7 different places. What are you looking for? Well, what I want you to understand is if one place approved you, most likely most of the other places are going to approve you. What your concern is, I'm thinking, is why you're getting so many pre-approvals, is you're trying to figure out what rate and fees people can get you. So why don't you use us? We can take all the heavy lifting away from you because buying a first house is daunting. You know, you're going to be traveling every weekend to go see those homes, and you're going to start packing and doing all this. Let us do the heavy lifting for you. So what does all this mean to you guys? Well, it's going to be one application and one credit pool. We're going to shop your loans over 50 different lenders, okay? So we have a system built in that we plug in all your data, we hit it, and it gives us all these lenders and tells us who at that moment in time, who's got the best rate and lowest fees. And we're going to pick that one and we're going to work with that bank because we have the ability to do that. I can offer you their programs and their rates by going through me. Okay, so that's what we do that's what I do for a living. I'm just a lonely old mortgage guy out here. So if you want to check out me and my team, go to therateupdate.com. Here's our website. If you're looking to buy that first house, what I'd suggest you do is hit the grant button. It's going to search grants for you to see if you're eligible for any of the grants up there. The nice thing, the reason why we have those up there, they're the cheapest ones out there. There's no fees, there's no paybacks on them, put it that way. You don't have to pay it back. There's no lien on your home. It's basically free money. Okay, so check that out. But if you want to reach out to us, get the ball started on a refinance or purchasing your first house, hit the apply now button. Or you might say, Dan, can I just call? I tried to go online. It's a pain and I just don't have the time to wait. Or my consultation call with you guys is going to be next week. Can I just call now? Yeah, you can. Just go to the bottom of our website. You're going to see blogs and all kind of other stuff here, calculators. And then right down through here is going to give you our 800 number as well as my email address. And yes, that is my email address, and I will respond. So thank you so much for watching. God bless. Have a great afternoon. Visit us today, this afternoon at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time, where I'm going to have all these realtors on, where you can ask all your home buying questions to them directly. Thanks so much for watching. I'll see you at 3 o'clock.